Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
The true talent of a poet is the ability to recapture time, which includes all the feelings and emotions, and express it through carefully crafted and selected words that provide a platform for future generations to relive. Poetry manipulates the essence of time through words. Poets are like artists that sculpture and craft words designed to reincarnate time. Poets use words as a platform to capture time and use those words to deliver messages to future generations. Poets die, leaving behind their words that inspire others to come up with new ideas based on the ideologies left behind by prior generations. Welcome to Spiritually Reincarnated. I'm live from Orlando, Florida. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is 1 hour of intense spiritual spoken word. And the first poem is called My Journey Through Hell. And this is, a dream-based poem, part of my series, That Place, where I describe heaven and I describe hell. And this is my poem where I vividly describe hell, kind of like a dream-based poem. I guess you can call it. It's called My Journey Through Hell. This is my journey through hell, that place where the angels fell and all around demons dwell. Dark and hot as ashes sprinkled through the air. The heat is so intense that it strips your soul bare. There are fires burning around in every place. It's that space where souls must atone for the sins that they face. When in hell, I saw souls in trouble as their flesh burned off their bones and began to bubble. My journey through hell, it felt so desperate and alone, constantly trying to get back to God's kingdom. The force of the wind as it blows sin in your face, and all you hear are screams echoing from every place. A man of God, I thought I had nothing to fear, but his presence is nowhere to be found in here. I stumbled on his path, I tripped and fell, and that began my journey through hell. It's kind of like walking on an empty eggshell, praying God will help me eventually prevail. I encountered a demon with a ram-like head, and everything he touched turned dark and dead. He showed me the lake of fire with desperate, drowning souls, with demons hitting their heads with sharp dagger-like poles. The demon took me to the edge of the lake and pushed me in. But Jesus died for every sin as he raised my soul to a higher dimension. When Jesus took me to heaven, I saw God at the gate, and through his son, I accepted my fate. Hell is a place where God's presence disappears and all the dark angels attacking three surviving off our fears. I had to journey through hell because God showed me it's real. And if we continue our ways, if our souls the devil will steal, the gates of hell lie dormant, searching for a new soul to torment, a lower dimension where God is nowhere to be found, buried beneath darkness, way beneath the ground. Hate and torture feed this dimension, and keeping your soul there is the devil's intention. My journey through hell, the day I fell from God's grace into a dark, unsettling place. Agony and pain ignite the flame inside this lower spiritual plane. I can hear the cries when I close my eyes. We must not be fooled by the devil's lies. I lay witness to the faith that will await those that participate in this madness we create. Every day we live in sin, but when you sell your soul to the devil, he will always win. Through Jesus Christ's body, he had to sacrifice. Now my soul is protected as I live my life. My journey through hell seemed endlessly, but the Holy Spirit's light lives inside of me, protecting my soul for eternity. This next poem is a little bit lighter. I know I took you through hell to that poem, so now I'm going to change the subject, do a 360 turn, and this is a love poem. This goes out to all the ladies out there. And actually, this goes out to anyone who ever got your heart broken or, you know, got out of a bad relationship. You know, maybe some girl did you wrong or some dude did you wrong, whatever. This poem is called The Love Game. Sometimes this love game makes me wonder, will I ever find a girl who loves me as much as I love her? When it rains, there will be thunder, as love pulls us under its spell, like living in a mental fairy tale. Only time will tell as demons dwell, living in an illusionary hell. We both get down on our knees and pray, just letting God's fate take our souls away, like water flowing down the petal of a rose. Connected together are two beautiful lost souls. Love game can be beautiful like a clear autumn day, but it will only be that way if you learn how to play. The love game is known to swallow your heart whole if you let your emotions take complete control. The passion in her eyes as she stares at me, her love flowing through my veins relentlessly. The power of her touch makes me fall to a knee, and eventually I will ask her to marry me. I waited so long for her to arrive. She brightens my path to God, makes my soul come alive. In this game of love, you must take a chance by putting down your guard in order to find romance. Once our eyes met, I knew she was the one. Our souls united, seeking God's kingdom. The love game is something that we all must play, but things don't always end up your way. The game of love can crash like waves in the ocean if it is controlled by pure emotion. Her soul gives out such a powerful glow, like the sun shining down and burning through the snow. The game of love can be dangerous at times if you cross those emotional lines. Through all the past heartaches that I had to go through, it was all worth it now that I found you. Love is not just a simple game to play. Let God guide your relationship every single day. Sometimes in a love game, you have to wait and see. Where finding a mate is your ultimate destiny. Love is something You can't force to happen. It is purely based on mutual attraction. Before I found my soulmate, I've had a long, painful past. But once I found her, my life turned around really fast. Trying to test fate and find my soulmate. Trying to find her love before I spiritually reincarnate. I would do anything for her love, whatever it takes. And I've learned a lot through my past mistakes. The love game is something that we all must play. And if you're lucky, you'll eventually find love one day.
God are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a Savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on. Growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good. Temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine. Let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
Your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy.
This color is so me, but it's so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it, love it.
Hey, what's up? Are you entrepreneurs out there? If you have a business or a service or a product or something and you need advertisement, you know word of mouth is important to the successful selling of your product. I can help you with that. You can advertise on my show, Spiritually Reincarnated, every Saturday, 7 to 8 p.m. on NHIFG, or there are many other wonderful shows you can advertise on too. There's sports. We got everything here. Come advertise with other major advertisers like Dove and Geico and other companies like that. Come advertise with us. Check us out. Our website is www.nhisg101.com. Again, www.nhisg101.com. Or you can give us a call. You know, just grab out your cell phone or write down the number. I'll give you a second so you can write down this number. Grab a pen real quick. It is the number is 866-543-1875. Extension 700, and if you're just getting your pen now and I didn't give you enough time, I'll say it again. The number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Or you just go to our website, www.nhisg101.com, and we can help you take your business to the next level. We'll be back with more Spiritually Reincarnated right after this.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Anetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good, 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
It's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I'm outside. Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm at the Buick.
I don't see a Buick.
Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
There are so many different definitions of love, but which ones are correct? I believe that they are all accurate because in some sense, there are many different types of love. I came to the conclusion that love is way too complicated to be described by just one simple definition. Our brain is only wired to understand and comprehend a limited amount of information. As human beings, we tend to rearrange information into familiar categories in our minds in order for us to understand them. But the more information we learn only leads to more questions as we come to realize just how little we actually know. To me, love is a special emotional, mental, and spiritual bond that connects two souls. This is just a broad definition. But do we know the true meaning of love, or is it just an illusion? I call this poem, What is Love? What is love? I haven't a clue, but I feel it every time I look at you. Love without trust is nothing but lust, burnt by the fire and turned into dust. I love God, and you as a friend, the type of love that will never end. Love is a connection of souls on a spiritual plane, and searching for it will make you insane. Love is an emotion, feeling, and bond that will still be around even when we are gone. Does it come from the heart? Does it come from the soul? Or is it something much deeper we cannot control? Been searching for so long and treated like dirt. Every time I think I found it, I only get hurt. Through the aches, pain, and times I spend, only to get my heart broken in the end. What is love? And why is it so hard to find? Some keep on searching till the end of time. Love may be in front of your eyes, blinded by passion, lust, and lies. I will give you everything, including my pride. The day you left my life is the day I die. The love of my God will always live on, even at times when I think it's gone. There's something you should know, and I swear it's true. My heart can't help falling in love with you. That poem is in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. It's the first love poem that I ever written by my book, which is available at any Barnes & Nobles, or I'm also available on eBay. That's What is Love? And it goes over, you know, because there's many different types of love. Like, you know, you love, you may love your girlfriend, or but you don't love your pet in the same way. Or you may love your girlfriend one way, and you may love your family in another way. And there are many different types of love, and it can be very complex. So I wanted to start us off with a love poem. This next poem is kind of a dark poem. I'm going to warn you. Actually, I don't want to say dark. Well, yeah, it is, because it's talking about demons. It's more of a mystical. If you're into Game of Thrones type of thing. What's the other thing called? Game of Thrones, Dungeons and Dragons type of mysterious, mystic type poem with sprinkled some Christianity in with it. This poem is for you. So it's called The Shadow of Darkness. It's in my new book. Oh, by the way, it's in my new album. I have an album, The Heart of a God, coming out soon. I don't know the date yet. I'm getting everything set up so we can submit it to get approved, and it will be on all digital networks. So that will be coming out probably either the end of this month or by next month, by February. I'm thinking probably Valentine's Day I'll be releasing The Heart of the God. It'll have this poem in it, this poem in particular. This one is a good track. I might even feature in, you know, a single. But anyways, this poem is called The Shadow of Darkness. And like I said, it's, if you like mystic type of spiritual poem, this poem is for you, The Shadow of Darkness. I saw my shadow's reflection sprinkling off the morning sun. With my shadow in the evening, they both become one. God's work has just begun, and soon I will shall eventually be done. It's that darkness that lies beyond the demon's eyes that will eventually lead to all our demise. Through God's love, your soul will rise. But you must first learn to read past the demon's lies. The shadow of darkness lays cold and flat, just looking for a helpless soul to entrap. The reflection of the demon's shadow lies deep, swallowing our physical bodies from head to feet. In this life, there are many dimensions, and every soul has different reflections based on the purity of our intentions. The shadow of darkness just lingering around. It's there, out there waiting to drag your soul down. The devil awaits below the ground. His footprints are quiet. They don't make a sound. My soul starts bleeding in the still of the night, blistering my spirit like a mosquito bite. God's love I hold tight, and through his son's sacrifice will ignite as I continue to write and fight this spiritual war, pushing my soul to a place that it never been before. The shadow of darkness will swallow your soul. If you let demons take complete control, you must stand tall and hold your ground and remember God is all around. If you fall down, then get up and rebound. The eternal volcano still continues to flow, swallowing up your ego. You feel the burn until you take your last breath. Every road you choose will only end in death. The shadow of darkness, like a big black hole, bring close to God or it will swallow your soul. The shadow of darkness is lingering on this earth. It's been hovering around before the day of our birth. The war in heaven has already been fought, and through the battle, a strong lesson was taught. The dark angels fell down like rain from the sky as God's angels threw them out of heaven and continued to fly. Your physical body will die, but your soul will live on. We are never really completely gone. Through God, I reincarnate, and through his son's sacrifice, I awake my faith. The shadow of darkness plays us throughout history, but the Holy Spirit's light shines through eternity, shining God's love all upon me. My name is Gilbert Symes. This is Spiritually Reincarnated. I need to take a drink of water after that one. That poem was edited a little bit. I cut it short, just a little bit. I want to get my whole set in tonight, and I'm looking, it's close to, it's 28 now, so it's almost past the hour. We're almost halfway past the hour. Let me take a drink, recover from this poem, because this next poem is really intense. And this poem that I'm going to read to you after I take my drink of water is, this poem is a totally dream-based poem. This base poem is about verbatim a dream, what happened in the dream. And this is a weird, kind of like a vision, like dream I had, and felt a little bit, you know, felt real. And this was about a soldier and war. And this poem is called A Dream. The ending is really intense. I actually, in my dreams, I started like kind of crying. When I woke up, I had tears. And then I had an urge to write. It was about 4 a.m. I had to write this poem. I wrote this poem. I haven't touched it. Usually I go back to all my poems to, you know, check out the sentence, make little changes here and there, little tweak ups. This one I didn't touch. This one is a purely based poem about a dream. So let me do that. Let me hold on. Let me take a drink of water for a second. This poem is in my new book, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place. And once I take another drink, a sip real quick, I'm going to read it to you. Very intense poem. This poem is called A Dream. Last night, I had a dream. Picture so clear, it made me scream. I had a vision and saw the destruction of war. A young soldier that I have never seen before. He was laying down in a hospital bed with half a body and almost dead. Through a glass window, I seen this man as I reached out my hand to do what I can. His wife was in the corner, weeping tears, her face full of terror and all kinds of fear, as he struggled to move and struggled to survive. The look in his eyes, just happy to be alive. I felt his pain with nothing to gain. As time passes by, nothing ever stays the same. Half of the soldier's body no longer there, but he still lives on without a care. I had this dream that made me cry. A half-wounded man that refused to die. The strength of his spirit brings a chill to my bone. The image of him won't leave me alone. As I stared at this man, to my surprise, he started to transform in front of my eyes. As I looked at him and began to stare, the next thing I see is a child lying there. I looked away and looked at him on the bed, only to realize that he was already dead.
Poetry is not dead as long as poems continue to be read from the creativity parts of a poet's head. Poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poets use words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we make along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids, And in severe cases, chronic flatulence. So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio. The best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
You know, the day that I found God was the best day of my life. I can compare it to like finding a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow and wanting to share that gold with everyone. It was a hard journey, but it was worth it once I found him. This poem is called Through the Eyes of God. Let me grab a pen and paper so my words could shoot out like a vapor. I'm a reality escaper, a poetry creator. I can't begin to define the end of time in a rhyme, but that's fine. Can you imagine this surprise? Seeing the world through God's eyes, looking through a glass box, seeing everyone everywhere as they stare and glare. looking through a glass box, seeing everyone everywhere as you stare and glare. They know you're watching, but just don't care. You know everyone and everything, for you are the ultimate king. I can't even begin if I see this world through sin. Bound to fight, I just can't seem to win. This earth spinning out of control. Lost in darkness like a lost eternal soul. imagine if time did not exist. Seeing all the truth and all the realness, would I ever be able to rest or handle the stress if I could see as far as the east meets the west? I obey, yet I continue to stray in dismay as I drift my separate way. If God were here, what would he say? So I pray every day and listen to what God has to say. If I were God, my words would shoot out like thunder. People would wonder and treat others like we treat our own mother. If I would just listen instead of reminiscing and being stuck in a bubble, I would get out and fix all the trouble. Our hands weren't built for wounding. They were designed for healing, just like our hearts are made for feeling. Our bodies weren't designed to hold a grudge, just like our minds were not created to judge. Imagine being God for just one day. It must be hard watching this world just waste away in decay, watching people stray farther away, unorganized and in disarray. I wonder exactly what God would say. He sent his son down here to earth. We murdered him, yet celebrate his birth. What was his life really worth? To me, it meant something, yet to others, it means nothing. I can see God's fingerprints all over the place. My love for him gives me grace, yet I see him in every space. I can see him right now in your face. This next poem that I'm going to do, I haven't done in a minute. And I have a series in my book out. It's called Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place. And that place is a 12 poems that talk about different dimensions that I visited. Like in my dream, I talk about hell, heaven, and how I perceive it in a dream. And this is what started it all. This is kind of my writing style. Hasn't progressed as much. This is at the beginning. And this is that place, part one. I rarely read it, so that's why I want to read it tonight. That place is basically a series of different dimensions from different dreams I had. And this poem's trying to explain that. And then there's a part 1 through 12, but this is part 1. This is what started all. This is called That Place. I wrote this one, 2020 now. Shoot, I have to say I wrote this one about close to five years ago, and it's called That Place. So check it out. Let me take a drink of water, and I'll read it to you. And then I got a little erotic love poem coming up next. This poem, I wouldn't read at church, put it that way, but it's not that bad. But if you have an underage person that's listening for the next poem, you might want to send them out and then come back. This poem is called That Place. Next poem is called Summertime Love, and the reason why it's not appropriate for young people because it's based on a summer fling that I had, and it, you know, years ago when I was a kid, so it's kind of lustful too, so it's called Summertime Love. So like I said, let the kids stay for this poem. This poem is called That Place, and this poem really began my second book because this poem, I wrote my second book, which has over 130 poems in it, something like that. But it all started with this poem. This poem is called That Place. I wrote it about 5 years ago. I'm writing this poem feeling out of my mind. No peaceful bliss that I can find. Alone by myself is how I feel. Can't even tell anymore what is real. Who or what does actually exist? Reality is blurred and all stuck in a mist. My past is creeping and repeating inside my mind, isolating my soul and making me blind. I rewind my whole life and look in the mirror. All I see is pain, rejection, loneliness, and fear. I look and wonder if I'm stuck in the past. This pain is strong and it seems to last the test of time. And unfortunately, it's all mine. All the pain I endured is burning my soul. Stuck within myself, I cannot let it go. Burning in my soul, it will not melt. Every ounce of pain that I ever felt, like an ash in the air, blowing in the wind, trying to find closure and peace from within. Where did it all start? Where will it end? Will you be my enemy or will you be my friend? We will see who is right in the end. Constantly searching for a far better place. Yet there are things in my past that I can never erase. Traveling in my journey, I found that place, a spiritual place to go and release my soul, getting rid of all the negative flow. That place in my soul where I can rest, let go of my sins, let my mind manifest. Did I pass or did I fail? How do I end this fairy tale? We probably won't know until the very end. Is that place real or is it pretend? That is a poem called That Place, kind of started it all. This next poem, like I said, if you have somebody under 18 or, you know, somebody younger, I don't even want to say under 18 because it's not that bad. This is just a love poem. And the reason why it's based on maturity, because this is based on a little fling, a sexual fling that I had years ago when I was younger than I am now. And this poem is called Summertime Love. As I stare at her body, my eyes covered in sin, my heart sprinkled with lust and covered in passion. Her sexy voice whistling just like the wind, as the curve of her hips begin grinding, the scent of her innocence blossoms like a rose, the softness of her legs from beneath her pantyhose. Like a river, our love flows. We are drifting away, our two lost souls. Like a butterfly flapping its wing on a hot summer day, her love is the breeze that blows my heart away. She is like an angel flying with my heart. Her love has kept it from falling apart. Summertime love is our passion, ignite a burning fire. Our bodies together as we both perspire. When I'm inside her, she diminishes my pain as the warmth of her body ignites my flame. Summertime love feels so contemporary. But just like the summer, it's only temporary. This summertime love is just a fling, but you never know what can happen. The softness of her touch, so tranquil and serene. And when we are together, it feels so amazing. That summertime love keeps my heart so warm. Inside her body is my shelter from the storm. Her love is something that I fail to dismiss, yet the power of her kiss puts me in a heavenly bliss. As I feel her heartbeat pound against mine, as I look into her eyes, I can see her soul shine. There is something about the summer with so much passion in the air, but the beauty that she possesses is extremely rare. Her love feels so warm deep inside, but once the summer's over, it's like our passion just died. The summer is gone, and so is she, but her love got the best of me. Summertime love does not last very long, but the love that we both created still remains strong. The summer is gone, but we are not through. And no matter what happens, I will always love you. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I know I had a couple intense poems where I went back, and I do have a couple more intense poems that I want to do. But before I do, I want to invite everybody, go to my Gilbert Saenz, my last name, S-A-E-N-Z, poetry on YouTube. I have a video out. Check that out. Like it. Subscribe to my channel. Go to my Facebook, Gilbert Saenz. Put Gilbert Saenz poetry, S-A-E-N-Z, my last name and first name, Gilbert, and put poetry. And it will take you to my webpage. I have over 15,000 views on my video, and I think 7,000 on YouTube. But I got over 15,000 views. Thank you for all your support. Keep on watching. I'm getting positive comments, positive feedback. I really want to thank you for that. And before we go into this next poem, let me give you a little history about it. This has to involve suicide. So if you were affected by maybe a loved one committing suicide, or, you know, maybe, you know, someone close to you, or maybe even you thought about it. This poem I was writing, I guess, is dream-based in the fact that I could not go back to sleep until I finished writing this poem. And this poem woke me up for church. So I went to church. I wrote this. I started writing this poem, and it was so intense, I just started writing it. I couldn't sleep, so I went to church. When I arrived there, I was late, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes late. When I arrived there, there was a spot right there in front of the church, just an empty spot, like someone just left. And it was right there in front, so I parked there. I was lucky. And later to realize, the guy that sold us our house where we're at now, he took his own life at that particular church, and he was actually in that parking lot. And I felt this. I could be crazy. I could be wrong. But I felt that this was like a tribute poem to him, and that he wouldn't let me sleep until I finished writing it. But I had like really weird dreams, and a lot of real deep dreams where I still don't know the meaning of. Still trying to figure it out. I'm a big lucid dreamer. Oh, I do have that poem too. Anyways. So that's the history of this poem. It was for a friend of mine who took his life, and it's called Suicidal Warfare. I'm sitting in this parking lot where a friend took his life. He left behind a beautiful wife. Life is like a game of chess. You must learn to progress. If you're expected to pass life's test and manifest, too much stress and duress, now his soul cannot rest in peace. Now that he is deceased, a permanent solution for a temporary problem. When life throws you a bullet, you must learn how to dodge them. Don't be afraid of your inner self. Stay focused on your health and not on your wealth. God will provide you with whatever you need. Don't get caught up by your inner greed. You must proceed to your soul's final destination. Learn to love God without hesitation. Stay on your path, because pain does not last forever. It will pass just like bad weather. Hang your pride and sin on the cross. All is not lost, because Christ paid the cost. As I stray, so I pray, yet I continue to struggle every single day. Life is not no child's play, where the hunter can easily become the prey. If you're not moving forward, then you're getting pushed back. Your faith will keep you from falling off track. As I continue surviving this spiritual attack, I feel such an urge as I continue to write. Life is not simply this black and white. It's a battle you fight from within, like a fish out of water breathing oxygen. Stop fighting and search deep in your soul. Let go and let God take control. A few years ago, my friend shot himself in the heart because his own life took him apart. You will not last if you keep on holding on to your past. In order to progress, you must detach. We create our own problems like an optical illusion, which causes mind pollution that prevents us from seeing the solution. My conclusion is our problems are just a mental delusion causing mass confusion. Like a lost sheep, you must search deep, The answer you've been searching for is right under your feet. Yet we overthink, causing our minds to sink into deep depression, causing spiritual regression, leaving a negative impression on your soul's impression. Today, I can't stop thinking about my friend, but God will forgive us all in the end. I'm sorry about that, guys. I guess I need a little bit more water. That was more of an intense poem, so it took more of my voice. Let me take us out with the love poem. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Gilbert Sides, here every Friday, Saturday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I also want you to check out my YouTube channel and my Facebook page, Gilbert Sines Poetry, S-A-E-N-Z, my last name, Poetry. This poem goes out to all the single ladies out there. This poem goes out to you, and it's called Looking for Love. And thank you for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week. It's Looking for Love. The beauty that I see in her is so real. It makes me feel that I'm made out of steel. Her beauty alone takes my breath away. That sparkle in her eyes warms up my day. I give her a hug and feel her heartbeat. The warmth of her spirit knocks me off my feet. Like flowers in the afternoon, as she begins to bloom, I'm so attracted to her whenever she's in the room. Her touch is so intense. My heart can't stand the suspense. All my emotions just make no sense. There goes her rain again, falling upon this earth. I can appreciate all of her beauty and everything she's worth. I would cherish her heart. I would appreciate her soul. My passion for her burns out of control. Her body, I would worship from head to toe. And together we can both spiritually grow. Like a tree standing strong in the middle of the rain, just look into her eyes takes away all my pain. Together, through God, we're both one in the same. She is the medicine for my heart, the healer of my soul. Falling in love with her, I cannot control. My entire life, I have felt fear and rejected. Being with her, as my dead heart becomes resurrected. She has injected my soul with nothing but love. Her beauty is something that I always think of. She is like an angel sent from up above with such a beautiful spirit made out of love. When she is around, my heart starts to dance. Her beautiful blue eyes put me in a trance. I've been through a lot. But what I say is true. I'm so sorry, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Coming to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
To anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go. To anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know. I can fly high, I can go low. See, I got a million tomorrow, I don't know.